Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
And welcome back to Project Independence and You here at WCWP.org. I can't believe this is the last segment. We've gone through speaking with Senator Anna Kaplan, New York State Senator Anna Kaplan, and of course now we're in the talk of the town. Final moments, learning about what's going on. I know, Otto, you were talking about being a little bored and what you're doing to kind of maybe, or suggestions you have.
I have to admit that I've never been bored. that's just who I am. I'll find something. But I think where I'm thinking about this, all right, there's so many things that people can do. And maybe on future shows, we ought to just have like just a little part where we go into a little more specific about maybe an idea that you might do to get out of the boredom loop. And if you want to, and if you have the will to want to get out of being bored, you can easily get out of it. But you need, it's come up a few times on past shows, you have to have the will to want to do things. And if you don't have that will, you have to work on getting it. It doesn't just happen by osmosis. You have to work at it, in my opinion. So anyhow, point I'm getting at is that maybe in the future we'll take a little piece of something, an idea, and maybe elaborate a little bit on it. And maybe somebody will get an idea for something to do. I just heard of one that has nothing to do with what I'm talking about, but somebody did a 3,000-piece puzzle, a jigsaw puzzle. That's way beyond my scope. I mean, I didn't even know they made jigsaw puzzles with 3,000 pieces. But the point being that there are a lot of things you can do other than just sit around and be bored.
And I like it. You're right.
Maybe we can come up with some ideas. I can elaborate like this. You can't read it, but I can make it so you can read it. It's a checklist of things that people in my family should pay attention to if something goes wrong.
Otto, how do I just adopt you to be in my family? You know, I'm really just.
This document is 18 pages. It covers a lot of things. It covers a lot of things that we all have that should be covered. You know, something happens. I've been the executor of a few wills, and all of a sudden somebody dies and you know nothing. And now what?
No, it's really...
You're poking through boxes and, trying to find out where the hell the bank accounts are or this, that, or whatever. And it's really silly. I mean, so rather than...
No, you know what it is too, what you're saying? Listen, it's obviously it's an uncomfortable subject. No one wants to really think about these things. And I get it. You know, in my own family, we've dealt with, people, my grandfather never really wanted to go down that planning kind of road, of things. But what I always say is that what you need to remember is that now is the time for you to be the one who's in control of those things. And it's not giving up control by any means. It's you controlling how things kind of play out and how you want it to be. And I think it can be very overwhelming. I get looking through all these things, and these papers can like drive you insane. But once you get it done, it truly does feel so much better and clears your mind and you feel accomplished. I mean, I know how I feel doing something as silly as cleaning out my junk drawer, or like folding my t-shirt drawer or something. You know, it's like these silly little things, but you walk away and you just feel so good, and you feel lighter. And I think that's what everyone kind of needs during this time is to feel like a little breath, all right, cool. I did something. I accomplished something. I feel, I took a little bit of a burden off my plate. So
I like the whole concept of, not necessarily taking control, but being in charge.
Yeah.
Because control implies you can lose control, but taking charge
Of course.
Becoming a little bit more organized. And, that also goes with wills and things. You're taking charge of your stuff. You're not controlling it per se, but you're managing it. Mm-hmm. And it's an important thing for everybody to do at any age. But Otto.
I'm sorry, but like with my own family, I'm a big one on maybe because I have a few holes in my own past family where I'd like to know more, but I can't. Rather than be just a box on a family tree, you know, born whatever, 1936, died whatever, and that's the box, and that's all people know about you, is this box on a family tree. And that's all they know about you and whatever went on in your world at that time. So my point of this is that there are so many things that people, my grandchildren, my children in the future, well, they don't care that much right now because some of them are too young to really think about it. But the day will come when they will think about it. And I think it would be really much better to look at something like old pictures that really mean something. You know, all these different things, old movies, things that are history that just go down the drain because you're just going to wind up being a box in a family tree as opposed to taking some time to get out of being bored and reflecting on your life and looking at all these old memorabilia things. And I'll show you some of the things I have in my mind. I maybe go over the top a little. I don't think so. You know, I'm not a fanatic about it. It's been going on. This is a 17-year project. It doesn't happen in one day. This is just ongoing. You feel like doing it, you do it. You don't feel like doing it, you don't do it. And you go up and down, and that's the way it works. But anyhow, that's my point.
Well, I love it, Arnold. And I really, I mean, I can't say it enough. You are just such an amazing example of just making a difference and making your mark and an aspiration for anyone of any age, frankly. So it's just, you know, if anyone can take just one of the amazing things Otto does, you'll feel really good. You know, it's really something special. And I want to have, you know, on this radio show, that's the point, is to get information out and give people ideas that they may not have thought of, you know. And like I said, I get it. This is a very overwhelming time, you know, for many, many people. But, you know, there are little tiny things that you can do to make your day a little brighter and really easier. So it's just, it's listen here, you know, this is our place to kind of talk and give ideas and information, you know, and have different speakers on who can talk about these kind of topics. You know, at the end of August, we're actually going to have on Ron Fatula, who is an elder law attorney who we've had on many times. And Ron's going to talk about, you know, there's been so many changes on the legal front of things, you know, and these virtual signings and how things have changed now in this current climate. There's going to be a lot of different changes to Medicaid that are going on. So it's really important to understand all of these things and figure out how that impacts you. And, you know, of course, it's crazy because we're like halfway through summer, and that means that the Medicare 2021 planning begins the open enrollment period. So we're going to have on Barry Klitzberg from Family and Children's, who's actually on our show every year, and he'll talk about that, those updates, you know, via Zoom. So this is really, I can't stress enough, an important place for people to listen and tune in. And the fact that it's in this conversational kind of format, it makes it easier to understand, you know, instead of someone just drilling, you know, all this information at you, to really kind of just be a part of the conversation, which I think is important. So that's my spiel, guys.
What's going on in the town?
So I want to give people, there is so much going on in the town, which is actually incredible because you wouldn't realize that there is. the town drive-ins have been so, so popular. And that is going to be the next one. Is July 25th, tomorrow. It's going to be Space Jam, and that's at North Hempstead Beach Park in Port Washington. It's really so nice. You have to, you know, because it's good for the whole family. You have to register for this, you know, so you'll get a space. You know, obviously there's social distancing involved in it and safety, but it's really great. You can bring your own snacks and watch it, and it's a beautiful. The weather's supposed to be beautiful, so I encourage people to check that out. So that is the next drive-in movie schedule. The town is also, which I think is great, you know, we were talking about all of Project Independence Zoom interviews. The town is doing one about, it's a workshop on home improvement and repair contractors. So it's going to educate residents on the do's and don'ts of selecting contractors for home improvements, using a licensed contractor, and other ways to keep you and your family protected and safe, which I think is important for anyone of any age, because, you know, we always hear about these scams and whatnot that could happen. And even just people who didn't have the right license and they're not covered, you know, there's a lot of questions. So that's going to be on Monday, August 31st at 7 p.m. You can register online for that or call 311. It's a totally free program. So I encourage mm-hmm. people to check that out because it's certainly important. Beck had touched upon our advisory committees. If you are interested in being part of the conversation, you might not even have a video component, but there's a lot of people who are able to call in mm-hmm. and just via telephone. You know, you won't see people, but you could have that audio communication, and a lot of people are doing that. So all you would do is call 311 or 869-6311, and you'll get a Zoom link. And if you're confused on Zoom, we have a volunteer who will actually call you. Barbara Melman of our fabulous Technology for the Terrified program can call you and kind of work through the kinks. It's a really simple platform, and I really want to stress that out to people. Yes, we had mentioned there's a lot you can do with Zoom, but just to the purpose of this, clicking on that link can lead you into, you know, the conversation. And that's really all you have to do, which is great. So that's something wonderful. Obviously, if you need to talk to a social worker or a nurse, they're available. You know, you call 311 again, and they will, you know, they can't see you in person, but they will do their best to walk through whatever concern you have on the phone. I mean, there's been so much facilitation, filling out paperwork, virtual, everyone's getting really creative during this time. And I think that's an important thing for everyone to be aware of. So just call 311 if you have any question. What's exciting, our Rebuilding Together program, which is for low-income seniors to get, it's a volunteer program to get home repairs outside only right now. But that is that started up again, which is really great. Our Help at Home program with TRI is going to be starting up again with some outdoor work. And I want everyone to know all these agencies had to submit a safety plan about how they're going to handle things going forward. And it's exciting to see, you know, a little by little our programs, you know, start up again. You know, St. Francis Cardiac Van is going to start setting up some dates to screenings with our seniors at different facilities, either outdoors or if they have to go inside, it would be in a big community room, everything separated, masks and whatnot. So it's exciting, like I said, that these programs are starting up. You know, it might not look the way it used to, but the fact that the services are still getting out there are very important. So check that out. We have a World in Motion current events group via Zoom you can join, which is really great. I actually facilitated that one day, and it was quite the conversation going on. We have our social discussion group. Our men's group is all virtual now. And of course, we have our fabulous Technology for the Terrified programs that each month we have a different subject on. So I really encourage people to sign up and do these things, because it's great to be connected. The next one for Technology for the Terrified is August 17th, and that's at 1 p.m. And that's going to be on using your smartphone or tablet for fun, you know, because there's tons of apps that you could, games and whatnot, that you can do. You know, you can do Snapchat, put a dog filter on, do whatever you guys want.
Any information, any of the talk of the town information, you can always call 869-6311, 311. We're coming to the end of the program. So, you know, we have to thank Dan Cox. This has been great. Thank you so much for, you know, your partnership and getting the Zoom thing going, and Otto as usual. It's just great to
And thank you, Rebecca.
You're so very welcome. Next week looks like it's going to be another great show. You've been listening to Project Independence in You here at Senior Talk Radio, WCWP.org. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful week.